This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Participants in the Israel-Hamas talks are hopeful about the prospects of a ceasefire agreement. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Mediators to the Gaza War ceasefire talks say the two-day talks wrapped up and they aim to reconvene in Cairo next week to seal a deal to stop the fighting. In a statement Friday, the United States, Egypt, and Qatar said the talks were constructive and conducted in a positive atmosphere. They hope to continue working on the details of the implementation in the coming days. The new push for an end to the Israel-Hamas war comes as the Palestinian death toll in Gaza climbed past 40,000. And fears remain high that Iran and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon could attack Israel in retaliation for the killings of top militant leaders. I'm Norman Hall.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday called for parties to the conflict in Gaza to provide concrete assurances guaranteeing humanitarian pauses in order for a polio vaccine campaign to be conducted.
Let's be clear. The ultimate vaccine for polio is peace and an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. But in any case, a polio pause is a must. It is impossible to conduct a polio vaccination campaign with war raging all over.
Guterres said the UN is poised to launch a polio vaccine campaign in Gaza for children under the age of 10, but said the challenges are grave. Guterres said at least 95% vaccination coverage will be needed during each of the two rounds of the campaign to prevent polio spread and reduce its emergence, given the devastation in Gaza. Palestinian health officials say the first case of polio has been recorded in an unvaccinated 10-month-old child in the Gaza city of Deir al-Balah. For additional stories, visit VOA.